the father and son team from Columbus, Ohio, Randy and Todd Martin. They have created a truly helpful and abbreviated book packed with what they call easy-to-understand strategic suggestions for retirement planning. Now, you may say, and I hope you don't, as you're listening to this program, that's not for me. Oh, yes, it is. I don't care whether you're 20 or 50 or 70. You have to plan. You have to make that as much a part of your life as anything else, because God knows we hope you live a long and successful life. But it won't be a happy life if your money runs out before your life does. So to that end, we were pleased to invite Randy and Todd Martin to the program. They have a collie they send in there. It's very nice. It's a very family-looking thing. Randy, we're told, is having a little bit of problem in speaking, but Todd certainly isn't, and he's going to explain to us. Todd, Randy, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much, Paul. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you and your show.
Well, thank you. Whose idea was this, Rand? Whose idea was it to say, okay, let's collaborate on this book, and why did you do it?
Well, you know, it was a combined effort. I have to say, and it's unfortunate Dad can't speak because he's a far better speaker than I am, but I can tell you just from experiences that we've had, and that's why we try to share some of those real-life stories that folks can actually relate to in the book. With many different personalities and many different genres, so to speak, and ideals that folks can kind of get a storyline and reflect on without being bored to tears with a bunch of technical jargon. And what we found is that the more we can kind of come down to earth, so to speak, and take some of those technical jargons out, the more people have a tendency to not glaze over when we speak with them. And that's kind of what started that book, and particularly back from the 08 period. And I'm sure many folks that are listening can relate with that. It was a time when there was a lot of fear.
Absolutely, and still, people are still reacting, as you well know, you guys know. But you have to first, you say, determine what makes retirement worthwhile. What do you mean by that? You got to figure out whether it's time to do it. What determines what makes it worthwhile for you?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that's an individual or couple answer. And that's the other thing that we like to try to stress is we do less talking and more listening, because everybody's ideal retirement is not going to be the same. Some folks are just burnt out from their jobs, and they just want to know if they have the means to retire and sufficiently to take them to their graves. Some want to make sure the kids are going to have some assets left over, the grandkids. Mm-hmm. And some might have a meaning in life that they want to pursue outside of what they've been doing for their past working years. So, you know, there's never really one answer for that, but it's just a matter of...
Yeah, who you are and where you are in the process, I guess, is what you're saying. And then what you also say is calculate what you can get with what you have. I think this is very important. Don't be fooled or fool yourself by thinking you got more than you have, or for that matter, less than you have. See where you are in the process and see whether you can actually afford to step away. Is that
absolutely
kind of...
Absolutely. That's a great, great point. And what we say is, hey, let's get all these pieces of the puzzle together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at our Social Security, and let's go to Social Security or SSA.gov, and let's pull our statements out, and let's look and see what we're really going to get, or what we can expect to get. Let's look at our pensions. Let's look at our 403Bs or our thrift savings plans for the military folks. And let's take a look at these, and let's try to make some projected incomes for the next 25, 30, 35, 40 years and factor in inflation on that as well and see what it really looks like.
And that includes, I guess, I mean, there's nothing that stops you from supplementing, I guess, in retirement if you physically... can do so physically or mentally, but you've got to think about whether or not sitting at home is going to drive you crazy as well. I mean, it seems to me that, I noticed this guy, and I think you probably saw it, Todd, the Google guy. Babe, you may have seen that. This Google guy who's got more money than we'll ever think about, but he finally says, his wife says, when are we going to go away and when are we going to have, and he says, now is the time. Let's do it right now. That's a huge step, Todd. That's a huge step.
It is, and it's not uncommon for folks to have that initial. We just had a gentleman that retired. Well, he wasn't retired a month and a half, and he was right back to work again. So, you know, I think I think the point being is, I'm able to retire, but then as I go through time, you know, I may want to do something else. And that happens a lot. A lot of times we'll see folks that'll actually start up, they'll start working in consulting.
Yeah. You know, is there anything wrong with that, Todd? Is there anything wrong with a person saying, okay, you know, I decided to retire, and I know some of these folks who've decided to retire. They tried it. It wasn't for them, and they went right back to work. And sometimes they went back doing what they were doing before they retired. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you can afford to do it.
That's right. Absolutely. And I think it's a purpose, honestly, Paul. I think folks say, hey, I can only do so much fishing and so much golfing. I really have to have a purpose. But there again, there are those folks that say, hey, you know, I'm kind of liking this life of just chilling.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, it gets back to the individual. It truly does.
Okay. Okay. What's the name of the book? Tell me the name of the book.
The book is titled Realistic, as I've referred a number of times, Realistic Retirement for Realistic People. Look Before You Leap. We have a stick figure with a parachute, and within that parachute, we talk about Social Security, health care, lifetime income and legacy, pension and investments, and taxes, and how those all dovetail together.
Check your parachute before jumping into retirement. Randy and Todd Martin with me. We'll come back and talk more. Big subject, big issue, all for you. We're talking with Randolph Martin and his son, Todd Martin, and actually Randolph is having a little difficulty talking with us today, but he's there. They've written a book called Realistic Retirement for Realistic People. Look Before You Leap. In other words, the symbol is a parachute. Before you jump out, make sure that this is where you want to be. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be reversed, and for many people it is, but you've got to know what you should be doing. And one of the points they make, Babe is with me, my son, who's not so interested in retirement right now. He's 23. This is our retirement. Are you kidding? I'm paying for student loans. Babe, does this interest you at all?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my other brother, Tally, we've talked a bit about this because, you know, we want to not only be able to live comfortably when we're older, but we want to be able to provide a comfortable life for anybody dependent on us. And so we've thought about the numbers, but we're still a little out of that world and just trying to find our way into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Greed and fear are formidable foes to your successful retirement. Economic conditions will vary during retirement, folks. So you've got to be able to prepare. And as you say, Todd, fear will strike when times are bad, jubilation when times are good. Human nature demands that you exchange poorly performing investments for those reaching new highs. So what are you saying here? You've got to be able to plan out just as you did while you were working every day. You've got to plan out your retirement. I think that's where you're going, is it?
Absolutely. I think the point being is emotions are two of the things those two emotions of fear and greed are so often overlooked as the annihilator of a good plan. And if you didn't have a plan to initiate it in the beginning, they're definitely going to come in and they're definitely going to destroy what should have been a good plan, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the case in point of what you said with jubilation and fear, we go back to the 2008 period. There is all of a sudden all rationality is gone. You're getting bombarded, whether you're on the radio, on the TV. And, you know, Dad makes a great point. It's kind of like a capacitor.
Mm-hmm.
This capacitor continues to get hit with these negative messages. And eventually you end up selling out. And the problem being is when you sell out, you've made the choice to do that. However, you also have to make the other choice, and that is when to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm referring to is obviously the markets. And, you know, so that's the fear side of it. The jubilation side of it is when I'm out there among my peers or my friends and my family, and maybe they're telling me, hey, I'm getting a 12% return and you're only getting an 8, and you start to think, oh, my gosh, I should be getting 12.
Yeah.
So you really have no basis for what you're really trying to do. Now, if you sit down right after or going into retirement, you can say, hey, forget the investments. This is what I need to get collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I do that, I know that I'm going to be able to meet my goal. Now, is there any perfect plan? Of course not. but at least I have a base. And now I have a base that I can use as part of my process to go back and reevaluate this doggone thing and make sure that I'm staying on track. It may not be the greatest thing to talk about in cocktail parties, but at the end of the day, are you happy and are you at peace?
Yeah, it has everything to do with it. If I hear you, what you're saying, the biggest mistake folks make is that they don't plan beyond the plan. The plan is I'm going to retire, but you got to plan beyond the plan, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to have a basis for that plan, and it's crazy because you'll have folks that'll work 34 years in retirement, and then step right out of retirement, and then we're right into micromanaging and chasing returns.
Yeah.
And part of that gets back to where some of the programs that you've actually had regarding financial literacy and busy lifestyles and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think you're absolutely right. They have to have a basis and a plan, and then you can build that into your process, and it kind of gives you a little more peace so that when those fear and those greed times come around, you can kind of go back to that plan.
And evaluate where you are in the process, and that's so important. And the other thing that I think is so beautiful that you demonstrate in the book, and again, the book is Realistic Retirement for Realistic People, Look Before You Leap, is that you're not, you know, folks, I went to the doctor and I said, Luddy, I've got this problem and so on and so. And he looked at me and he went through and he says, you know what, Paul? There is no remedy for old age. He says, you know, I can help you cure a lot of things. I can't cure old age. We are getting older, and things happen. So you need to identify and provide a substitute decision maker. How valuable is that, Todd?
That's extremely valuable. You know, we know that we're going to get a bad market. We know it's coming. But none of us knows that. No, none of us. I mean, none of us knows when that's going to occur. We assume and we have a lot of confidence that we're going to have another 08 period. When is that going to be? We don't know that. We also know we're going to have those wonderful times when the markets are great and we get caught up in the jubilation again and the greed's kicking in. We know those periods are going to occur as well. But then you have to go back to the question, what do I need in order to have a peaceful, happy retirement? Now, some of the other things we didn't talk about as well, which are very and equally important, are like the durable powers of attorney for health care, financial powers. You see that a lot, Paul.
Yeah.
Where they just don't, you know, if something happens to them while they're alive, how is that going to be taken care of? Because that is one of the things that can also disrupt that plan.
And you talk about there will be a day when you may geographically, mentally, or physically be unable to make decisions with regard to your finances or personal care. You've got to identify a decision maker, a substitute for you, right?
Absolutely. Somebody you trust, somebody you love, and somebody you back to. I think I heard it earlier part of the show. They were talking about pets, loyalty.
Yeah. You know, loyalty is so important.
You can turn to.
There's a right and wrong time to make your decision, folks. The right time to identify your caretaker is way before he or she is required. Do it now. Somebody yet to trust. You can always change that. Things change. What does not change is that I got to take a break. This is Radio America, Home and Family Finance. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and we're talking about your retirement. We're talking about that retirement with Todd Martin, who's written a book, and the book is called what, Babe? My son, Babe, is in the studio with us. What's the name of the book?
Realistic Retirement for Realistic People. Look Before You Leap.
Okay. I know you're not thinking about that, but are you learning something here, Paulus?
Absolutely. It's always fascinating to hear, and although it's far off in my future, it's definitely coming towards me, and it's something that I need to start working on now.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, I hope you heard, Babe is 20, will be soon to be 23. But he said the right thing. You know, it's time to start thinking about that. Let me tell you what the difference is. If he waited till 33, that's 10 years, and he put aside, he said, I'm going to put aside $50 a week from whatever. 50, that's $200 a month. $200 a month times the year is $2,200, I think. Am I right? All right. 2,200 times 10. Think about that. Okay. And that's where he starts. Just a little bitty thing. But just the difference in terms of that. And that's one of the things I think that Todd and Randy Martin in their book are talking about.
Huh? Yeah, sure. And, you know, that's something that you can do yourself and some math that you can do for yourself and start to plan. And I know as I become more independent from my parents and in my own accounting and investment and financial planning, it was probably going to be – I'm going to gain more and more confidence. But, you know, there are so many people out there who can help you, so many planners and advisors, accountants, attorneys, all sorts of things that could be of such use in terms of planning my financial future and my mm-hmm. retirement. I'm just wondering, you know, when is the right time to go to these people to seek help and to start, you know, honestly appraising your future?
Todd, what do you think?
I would say as soon as possible. You know, a lot of folks have employer plans. You know, the days of the pension are quickly fading away. Mm-hmm. You don't see those very often. And now we're in the days of what are called defined contribution plans, where basically 401ks or 403 thrift savings plans,
right.
Again, in the case of military. But I think he nailed it. Time. Time is the most valuable asset we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And the quicker that you can utilize that time and allow that compounding growth to work for you, the better off you are. You don't have to be as crazy with your investments. You don't have to be shooting for the stars, but you just let that methodical time take care of itself.
Sure.
And you let that compounding work. Again, with that financial literacy, a very simple rule I learned from Dad a long time ago was called the rule of 72. And that rule just basically said, hey, if I take 72 and I divide it by my expected return, that's how long I can expect my money to double. Now, I have a son that's 21, and I told him that. He didn't really get it until he put pencil to paper, and he said, oh, my gosh. He said, that really is significant.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, and it's real. So the faster you can utilize that time, the better off you are. Now, conversely, a lot of folks, back to the retired folks, they start to say, hey, I'm going to be retiring pretty soon. I have to chill out here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to get a little less or quite a bit less aggressive. Well, not realizing or maybe thinking, hey, you might have another 35, 40 years to go. Which, gets back to the idea of time.
Yeah. And by the way, my phone's ringing off the hook here from folks calling back to say $200 a week, it comes out to $2,400 a year, not $2,200. Okay, $2,400 a year times another 10 years is $24,000. And that's not even compounded, folks. That's just real dollars. So, yeah, you know, you can, and I started that at $50 a week, folks. And in 10 years, you got $24,000. I mean, that's how it works. Now, let me tell you what happens if you don't put that money away. You got nothing. You're sitting there looking at nothing 10 years from now. But put the $50 a week away. And it may be a little sacrifice right now. And as you get through this, the process gets better. You can put more away. And pretty soon, you build a nest egg that really makes a difference. A lot of money. A lot of money that comes your way. Tell us again where the book can be found and anything else that you think we ought to be thinking about here, Todd.
The book can be found, and thank you again for that, at Amazon.com. And again, the title of that is Realistic Retirement for Realistic People. Look Before You Leap. Randolph and Todd Martin or Michael T. Martin. But you can get it off. You can get it at Amazon.com, or you can also get it at BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay.
I've just checked those recently, so I know they're there. So we're good to go there. Now, the only thing that I would say that we might talk about more, and it's critical.
Very quickly, you only got a couple seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. That's durable powers of attorney.
Right.
Those legal documents, and we find so often that folks aren't. They're not taking care of.
Go see somebody to help your plan. Make your documents right. Get everything in order. And as you go through it, you'll learn more. Thank you so much for being with us, Todd. Thanks to your dad. Thanks for putting the book together. Come back and see us again soon, would you?
Thank you, and we appreciate it.
All right. And thank you, Paul Hunter Jackson, otherwise known as Babe Barry. Nice to have you here on the show.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Al Peterson, we couldn't get it done without you, my man. Love you much. Okay, folks, we're going to come back next week. Hope to see you here.